Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You heard Quan Martin right there. One of my favorite lines I've ever heard in that burgundy and gold locker room last week, getting ready for the Detroit playoff game. Yeah, they're good, but we're good too.
We're good too, brother.
I love that from Quan. Hopefully, that's the energy this week.
Always.
We're trying something new. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We're live at BigBear.ai Performance Center, Ashburn, Virginia, as the Commanders are getting ready to take the practice field in about a half hour. You can watch us on Monumental. You can watch us on the YouTube stream on the 106.7 The Fan page. Listen to the show wherever you get your content, Spotify, Apple Pods, on the iHeart app, on the Odyssey app. But for the first time, we're bringing a guest on, and we're trying to do it on television too. Huey, I don't know what that screen means, but we'll see how it looks. Tashawn Reed from the Washington
Post.
There you
go. I see both of y'all.
All right, cool. Yeah. Sean, what's up, man? Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate y'all having me.
So you've been on the beat now 2 months or so, covered the Raiders prior to that, and I've been following you on Twitter for some time. And you had a story last week that stood out to me that I wanted to follow up with you on. I want to say it was Thursday or Friday, prior to the trade deadline. You basically wrote, I don't think they're going to do anything. I don't think they should do anything. You were proven correct. How did you land on that determination, and why do you think that was the right move?
I think the reason for not tearing it down, not going on a fire sale, is this team is trying to compete right now, you know, and also in the immediate future. And if you start, you know, trading away, let's say, a big name like Laramie Tunsil or something of that nature, you're trying to win next season, you got to go get you another right, left tackle. And so it's kind of taking a step back, you know, for reasons that don't really make sense, in my opinion. And I also think that at this point, you're going to be selling low on many of your attractive guys. Yeah. You know, teams know that you're in a desperate situation. You're trying to claw yourself back. They're probably not going to offer you as good of a deal as they would in the offseason.
Totally.
And so, you know, while this team does need some extra draft capital, you know, they're light on picks early next year. You only have, I think, 2 picks in the first 4 rounds. I don't think you force it on that front. And then, obviously, with where they were, even before the loss to the Seahawks, they're not in a position where they're 1 or 2 moves away from contending.
Right.
You know, all the injuries that they've had, the defensive struggles, even the offense not being what it was, even though it's been pretty good, not being quite what it was last year. It just didn't make sense to use more of those future resources that you're already thin on. And so standing pat, seeing how it goes, I thought was the best call. And especially after you know, have Jaden go down to that pretty gruesome looking injury that, you know, may not end up being as worse, you know, or as bad as yeah. you might have thought when you initially seen it. I still think, you know, you don't go either way at the deadline. You just kind of stand pat and take your lumps this year if it doesn't go your way the rest of the season, and then recalibrate in the offseason.
See, that's what I felt. I felt exactly that they are not 1 or 2 guys away from being good, so why try to make anything happen? And then again, you're absolutely right. No one is going to offer them what they want right now. And I know everyone feel you got to have draft picks, but you can deal with that stuff next year in the offseason and make sure that you choose the free agents that you bring in, whether they are guys in their second, third, fourth year or guys you bring undrafted. You got to hit on those instead of trying to go do all that right now, because draft picks aren't guaranteed anyway.
Right, and the other part of that is you have to think about the free agency formula. If you lose a guy that's on an expiring deal, like a Deebo Samuel, for example, you might get a comp pick in 2027 for that. Mm-hmm. And so that may not help you next offseason, but in the future, you can still get some draft capital from some of those guys. You know, some people have asked, you know, a guy that's on an expiring deal, why don't you trade him now and get something out of him instead of, you know, him leaving in free agency? You still could get something out of him, just not necessarily next year.
Well, dude, I think of the guys that you maybe could have gotten, I just don't think they just traded for Tunsil, right? You trade him away, you're going to lose 15 cents on that dollar with nine games in. Like, what is the value there, right? And I think the caveat with Tunsil is you're going to have to pay him. He's not playing on this deal next year. But I think when they traded for him, they understood that, and they view him as a long-term piece. Payne is the same thing. I think what people sleep on in NFL trades is that contract is almost as important as skill. Skill, talent is number one, but contract is
1A.
Yeah, man. And so, like, somebody might want Daron Payne, but they know they have to pay him and work out a deal this offseason. That's why I thought Kinlaw was kind of interesting, but they just acquired Kinlaw. They clearly think he's a part of this for the long haul. The one, I don't know if you saw the report out of Buffalo, I think it was a dude that covers the Bills for the Athletic, said, you know, Vaughn and Deebo are in play for Buffalo. And either of those moves would have made a lot of sense to me. Von Miller's at a stage of his career where he's chasing rings. He's pretty open about it, right? This situation in Ashburn doesn't seem like a ring chaser at this season. And so I wondered if maybe it was like a do the right thing by Von kind of move. But, B, you were at an event with him, right?
Yeah.
It seemed like he's pretty content here.
He's content, and I think when he came here, he was chasing the ring because he saw how good this team was last year. But now he has to understand the reality of this thing but he plays in pure passing downs.
Right.
And what's the percentage of that? How many people out there are willing to pay that just for that? We felt it was going to be a bonus
right
coming here, but hell, there's not a lot of third and longs happening.
Right. I think the guys that would have made sense for them to trade are going to net you conditional sixths and sevenths. And at some point, what I applaud for you is you called your shot and were proven correct. And I think you approached it just from a place of logic, not kind of reacting to how bad things have gone.
Yeah, front office can't be emotional. That's how you get yourself in the hot water. And
sure.
Even where this team is with all the injuries, like the top three edge rushers are out right now. Like if you trade Von Miller, I mean, unless you're just giving up on the season, which I don't think they are, you need some edge rushers. You know, you give him away, then right. Who do you have left? And then with Deebo, like I said earlier, he's been playing well this season. I think they could have interest in bringing him back. But even if you don't, you're probably going to get a comp pick in the formula for him, you know, if he signs with another team. And so, and he's also a guy that, you know, like you mentioned, you know, earlier, you know that he's going to be a free agent next year. So if you trade for him, you're going to have to pay him.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to lose him after the season.
Right.
And also, you know, he's had some injuries this season dealing with that heel injury. Yep. So a team probably wasn't offering. I don't think the Bills are offering a second round pick for Deebo Samuel or anything.
The
like
craziest
that.
Part, you love, what's your line about fans always want?
Peter John Ramos for Shaq.
Yeah. That might be too deep of a cut for a young man like Tashaun Reed. We have Tashaun Reed from the Washington Post joining us here. You can give him a follow at Tashaun Reed, TASHANREED, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Trade deadline's over. Let's look at what's coming. Detroit is beatable. They've lost two of their last three. They just lost at home to Minnesota, and yet they come into this game as more than a touchdown favorites. Washington is reeling. They've lost four in a row. Defense can't stop anything. How do you think the Commanders...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Just get on track this weekend.
I think it's going to be tough.
That's for a deep them to breath, right?
Yeah, I mean, the defense is just difficult, especially against this Lions offense. I know that they haven't been quite as good this season as they have been in the past, but that offense is still deadly. And all the weapons that they have on that side of the ball, I mean, Amon Ra, Sam Laporta, the running backs, Jared Goff is playing well. Even with them losing Ben Johnson, that's still one of the better offenses in the league. And it's, I don't know, anything's possible, but it's tough to see that defense slowing them down. And so if the Commanders are going to win this one, it's going to have to be a shootout. And losing Jaden Daniels, having Terry McLaurin, you know, Dan Quinn already said he's not going to play this week most likely. Again, it's, you know, are they really going to be able to put up points in bunches? And so it just feels like one of those where it's going to be tough sledding for them this week. And, you know, every game, you know, you're never going to mail it in. They're going to obviously try to win out there, but going to have some crazy turnovers on defense. Yeah. And I think the run game is going to have to spring back to life. I think it'd be a little bit optimistic to expect the pass game to carry in this one with, you know, Marcus Mariota starting. McLaurin's not out there. McCaffrey's not out there. Noah Brown's still out. If the Commanders' offense is really going to run it up, you got to run the ball. That's pretty much the only option.
So, I mean, let's just run through your active receivers on Sunday. Debo, Traylon,
is Moore, Chosen.
Yeah.
Lane.
Yeah, you can call up Chosen and
Chosen will probably be in. I actually like Robbie. I just think Robbie is one type of guy where he's got a loose cannon, and he will probably you take people who are just young enough and crazy enough to not care. That's how he plays for me. I would like to see him out there.
Tashawn, I'm curious if you have ever noticed this or anything. Being in NFL locker rooms for a lot of years, I have noticed over the years, some guys you can see, you got to be crazy to play the sport professionally. You risk life and limb at all times on that field. Some guys you can see the crazy in their eyes. Mm-hmm. B-Mitch is one of them. Like, if you look in those eyes, you can see it, right? Yo, Adrian Peterson, when you looked into his eyes, you saw it in there. Like, okay, there's some madness in there. Mm-hmm. Robbie Chosen's got
those
eyes.
It's called touch.
Yeah.
Robbie Chosen's got those eyes, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see it.
They're a little touched.
Yeah. I think you need that, though.
Totally.
Like I said, it's a crazy sport.
It's a violent sport, man.
Yeah.
When you look at this season, it sure looks like it's a lost year. Jaden's injury doesn't appear to be as bad. Certainly, when we all saw it live sitting there in the press box, and anybody in the stadium, anybody watching it at home, it was an oh my God moment, and probably a different word, right? Mm-hmm. It looks to not be as bad as we all feared in the immediate time frame. What would your path be with Jaden?
I definitely think there's a need to lessen the burden that he carries. You know, this season, I would say injuries was really the reason why he had to kind of shoulder that, you know, whether it was McLaurin not being in there, Austin Eckler, some of the offensive line injuries with Sam Cosmi coming back from that torn ACL. It seemed like he had to be Superman in order to kind of carry things every week. And I think pressing in that way leads a guy to scramble maybe a little bit more than he otherwise would.
Yeah.
You know, be a little bit more reckless with the football, maybe not see the field as well because he's pressing. You know, I think that's something that Dan Quinn has talked about on both sides of the ball. He sees guys pressing out there.
And you
I
can
think,
tell that's a talking point this week. Right. They're all talking about
it. I think you saw that from Jaden in a lot of ways as well. And so, you know, I think it's, you know, part of that is getting better injury luck. But, you know, I think they need another weapon or two on offense, maybe tight end, receiver. Always continue investing in the offensive line. And then also part of it, even though he's not playing, you know, with the guys on defense, you gotta improve on defense. It can't be what it is because you're just going to constantly be playing from behind, having to, you know, have these shootouts every week to win games. And it basically asks your quarterback to be perfect. And as great as he was as a rookie, nobody's ever going to be perfect. And you have to have him create a bigger margin of error for him. And I think that's done by really heavily invested in the defense this offseason and making sure that, because even last year, the defense wasn't good. You know, they didn't give up as many big plays as they did this year, but they were lagging. That's part of the reason why they went out and traded for Marshon Lattimore at the deadline. And so I think you have to find a way to make the defense no longer be an issue and lessen some of that burden on Jaden.
Yeah, totally.
The way this is tracking, we're probably talking the 8th overall pick, the 11th overall pick, somewhere in there. I understand best player available. To me, it is D-end or wide receiver. Is that track to you? B's going to yell at us about talking about the draft in November, yeah. But like, this defense needs someone on the edge that strikes fear into offensive coordinators, and they don't have it.
I might go defensive end secondary, you know, whoever's the best between those two. I think receiver, if they're healthy, not to say they don't need another complimentary piece, but I think if Terry's out there, you know, McCaffrey continues to develop Lane, maybe you could pick up another guy in free agency.
Yeah, maybe you resign Debo.
Yeah, something of that nature. I think receiver could be fine, but I think it'd be tough for me to go anywhere but defense, unless there is just some overwhelming offensive player that's staring you at the face at 11. Sure, go with the best player available, but it'd be hard pressed for me to go anywhere but defense.
With every number that JP had put up here, Tashaun, he said we were 28th in this, 32nd in this, 31st in that other thing. You need to go defense.
They've invested a lot. I mean, but the last three seasons, they drafted a defensive back in the
second round. They need a legitimate pass rusher.
I'm with you on pass rush.
Somebody else in that second.
Pass rush for sure. Sean, thank you for joining us, man. We'll have to do it again.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right, that's Tashaun Reed. When we come back, Hal Hirschfeld from the Washington Spirit will join the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Starting your own business can be intimidating. Suddenly you're wearing all the hats. Designer, marketer, customer support, shipping expert. It's a lot. That's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is the global commerce platform powering millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify has your back. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, you can launch a beautiful, professional online store that looks and feels like you. Need content? Shopify's AI tools can help you write product descriptions, headlines, even enhance your product photos. Want to grow your reach? Easily create email and social media campaigns to meet your audience wherever they're scrolling. And with Shopify's world-class support, you'll have expert help for everything. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.